Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead 10th International Day of Yoga celebration in Srinagar on June 21. 100 farmers from Dimapur, Jumgidima and Newland receive 17th installment of BM Kisan today. Nagaland British Congress Committee condemns advisor H. Tobihoto Ayeme and BJP Nagaland unit for coercing its candidate to withdraw from upcoming Dimapur Municipal Council polls. And Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Dimapur issues guidelines to candidates and political parties during ULP election. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 10th International Day of Yoga celebration in Srinagar on the 21st of this month. This year's International Day of Yoga theme is Yoga for Self and Society. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jathav emphasized that this year's theme highlights yoga's dual role in fostering individual and societal well-being. On the occasion, Jathav launched a common yoga protocol book in Braille script to support virtually impaired people to learn and practice yoga with convenience. He also launched Professor Ayushman's comic on yoga. This book will help children to learn and practice yoga with interest and entertainment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged Gram Panchayat heads to make holistic health a people-led movement by spreading awareness about yoga and millets. In a letter to Gram Pradhans, the Prime Minister said that organizing yoga-based programs in panchayat premises, schools, anganwadis, community health centers, and other such places would catalyze to inspire people, particularly youth, to embrace sustainable and stress-free lifestyle. A total of 100 beneficiary farmers from Dimapur, Chumkidima and Newland received the 17th installment of the PM Kisan Niti through direct benefit transfer today. Prime Minister Modi released the 17th installment amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Niti. A program was also held at Krishi Vikyan Kendra Dimapur campus. Speaking at the program, Joint Director, Department of Agriculture, Medovilya Latu, said that the state was ready to disperse over 1.9 lakh rupees, but could disperse only 1.5 lakh rupees as some accounts had pending document verification. Latu urged the farmers to rectify their documents and avail the assistance. Director ICAR, National Research Center on Mithun, Dr. Girish Patel, urged the farmers to focus on how to increase production and productivity. He encouraged the farmers to interact with the ICAR scientists about the best seeds and increase soil productivity so as to increase income. Dr. Patel also said the farmers should work and aim for value-added products. Nagaland British Congress Committee, NPCC, has condemned the blatant abuse of power by advisor H. Tobihoto Ayeme and the BJP Nagaland unit for coercing its candidate to withdraw from the upcoming Dimapur Municipal Council polls. NPCC said its candidate Kanili Kinilimi from Ward 7 was lured to withdraw her candidature in exchange for a nominated member's berth. The party said such undemocratic practice aimed at subverting the will of the people should not be tolerated and should be denounced in the strongest possible terms by all right-thinking citizens. NPCC said the action of the MLA not only undermines the dignity and integrity of the electoral institution, but also violates a number of penal and electoral laws. It said the actions of the MLA adversely interferes with the spirit of free and fair election. Further, the NPCC has filed a complaint to the State Election Commissioner on June 18, requesting for investigation on the matter at the earliest, and summoned the culprit for questioning of his action as per the law and initiate necessary action so that the integrity and sanctity of the electoral process of one of the largest democratic nations is restored. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Dimapur, Dr. Tino Chongshichang, has issued various guidance to be strictly observed by all candidates and political parties until the completion of the process of ULP election. The DC said local police authorities should be informed of the venue and time of proposed meetings or rally to ensure necessary arrangements for controlling traffic and maintaining peace and order. He said permission must be obtained for use of loudspeakers or any other such facilities for the proposed meeting or rally. Dr. Dino Jungshi said on the day of polls, restriction on plying of vehicles should be strictly adhered. He said that only those persons with specific valid authority letter from the State Election Commission can enter any polling booth at any time. The DC said candidates should not engage in inducing voters by financial or other means, and that no candidate should entice voters based on the caste or communal feelings of the electors. Dr. Dino Chungshi added that temples, mosques, churches, gurdwaras, or any place of worship should not be used as a place for election propaganda, including speeches, parties, or music. The DC further added that violation of the directive will amount to violation of the Model Code of Conduct and has called for compliance by all concerned candidates and political parties. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. International Widows Day 2024 was celebrated at Noklak Town today. Speaking at a program, Principal Integrated Extension Training Center and Director of State Agriculture Management and Extension Training Institute, Dr. Watila Jamir said, Naga society tend to sideline widows and many of them are abused, evicted and denied of inheritance. She called on everyone to create awareness on the problems faced by widows, including their economic opportunities, health care and legal rights. Jamir said all should commit to develop resources and policy to empower widows to enable them to create a life for themselves and their children. Extra Assistant Commissioner Noklak, Kati Inla, said International Widows Day was launched by the United Nations in 2010 to raise awareness of the violation of human rights that widows suffer in many countries following the death of their spouse. The peeping ceremony of promoted officers under Southern Territorial Circle of the Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change was held today in Kohima. Speaking at a ceremony, Conservator of Forests Headquarters and Conservator of Forests STC in charge Himand Bashkar Kamti said that the peeping ceremony is being observed in honour of the newly promoted uniformed staff. He said the officers were promoted to the new rank because of their good records and sincerity in executing their duties. During the ceremony, three officers were promoted to the rank of Range Forest Officer from Deputy Forest Ranger, while another three were promoted to the rank of Deputy Forest Ranger from Forester 1. Nagaland State Transport NST has informed the general public that the Kohima Imphal NST bus service will resume from 19th of this month. Assistant General Manager NST said the tickets will be available at Kohima NST Booking Counter NSR office below multi-level parking main town. The service will operate from Kohima on Monday, Wednesday and Friday respectively with departure time. Musicians from Woka informed that Musicians Convergence will be held on 21st June at Woka to commemorate World Music Day. Dafma, in charge of Woka District, Mademo Eni said Musicians Convergence is an independent initiative by Dafma Woka District which aims to look out for the musicians within the district. The organizer said that the event seeks to unite musicians and encourage mutual assistance and collaboration. The event will also serve as a platform to identify and nurture talented musicians and provide them with opportunities to pursue careers in music. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead 10th International Day of Yoga celebration in Srinagar on June 21. 100 farmers from Dimapur, Jumgedima and Newland received 17th installment of PM Kisan today. Nagaland British Congress Committee condemns advisor H. Tobihodo Ayeme and BJP Nagaland unit for coercing its candidate to withdraw from upcoming Dimapu Municipal Council polls. And Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Dimapu issues guidelines to candidates and political parties during ULP election. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.